The new International School of Indiana leader, Elizabeth Head, sat down with WFYI's Taylor Bennett to talk about the school's unique curriculum and plans for a new building. The school focuses on global-mindedness. Students are both local and from around the world. And Head tells us they represent more than 50 nationalities who came here for the school.
Many of them move here, like myself, only because this is such a unique and special educational experience that Indiana has to offer.
Talk a little more about the full language program that you have there. It's a big part of your curriculum.
If you were to come to our campus and walk around the classrooms, you would see little three-year-olds jumping up and down, singing songs in Mandarin with a teacher from China, speaking Mandarin all day long. And these are many Hoosier families and families from all different countries that don't speak Mandarin at home, and yet their children are in full immersion. And so as they go through all of elementary school and then up into middle school, they add another language and they end up graduating trilingual. And what's beautiful about that is that it's not just the language acquisition. It opens doors around the world for these students because they don't just see one language as their only medium of communication. They see the world as I can really interact with any culture, any language, and see opportunities in that interaction.
You received some exciting data around your curriculum. What was that?
The International School is the only school, also in Indiana, that does the International Baccalaureate Program, which is a curriculum that's world-renowned as the best curriculum in the world at this point. And we offer that to 100% of our students. We're the only school that does that from age 3 all the way through 12th grade. That's so special because most schools only offer that to highly advanced students. Well, we offer it to everyone. And even with all of our students going through, we either meet or surpass the world average every year for the last 10 years in the diploma pass rate, which are external tests from around the world. And all of our students taking them, not just our advanced students, all of them taking them, either meet or surpass the world average in that pass rate. Something we're especially proud of is that this year, in July when we got the results, the world average for the bilingual diploma was 28%, and we had well over 60% of our students not only get the IB diploma, but also the bilingual International Baccalaureate Diploma.
And what does that mean for students?
It means outstanding university admissions for 100% of our students. It means an average of $200,000 in scholarships for each one of our students. So it's a product that really is impactful for them individually, and then they give back to Indiana with that initial mission of why the school was even created, with all of those assets and talents that they bring with them.
You're in the middle of a capital campaign to raise $13 million. What's that for?
To build a lower school, our elementary school building, on our home campus. So we right now have our upper school, so our middle school and high school are on Michigan Road, but we have our pre-elementary and lower school elementary, the Butler University campus on 49th Street. So we are very close, actually. Next month, we're going to go public to our community with where we are in that capital campaign because we're going to be able to build this lower school campus on the Michigan Road campus. And we are ready to be one ISI. We don't want to be divided anymore on two campuses. It's time to consolidate the 25 years of history that the school has and really build the legacy of the next 25 years as one ISI on one campus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to chat.
That's International School of Indiana leader Elizabeth Head speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.